Commentator Ruth Levy Geyer was trained as a scientist, but when she looks at the world, she sees beyond the empirical data.
The other day I was listening to a book on tape. The narrator mentioned synesthesia, the blurring of the boundaries between senses. Rimsky-Korsakov heard the note E and saw sapphire. For James Joyce and Virginia Woolf, words were often imbued with color and sound. In my brain, each sense is cordoned off. A word looks magenta to me if the ink on the page is magenta. The color orange has no sound or smell. It doesn't even taste like an orange. So I was pretty fascinated by what the narrator on the tape was describing. Another miraculous synthetic feat of the brain's receptors sloshing chemicals and firing neurons. Hours later, I walked into a coffee shop where friends were hunched over their grande cappuccinos. "Ruth," one said, "tell us what you know about synesthesia." Was I surprised? Not one bit. I'm a magnet for what Jung termed synchronicities, these knock-your-socks-off links between things inside your brain, emotions, dreams, unconscious thoughts, and external objective events. When I got interested in synchronicities, I heard about the library version, fling open a book and savor a connection. The first time I tried it, bingo. I pulled a 1937 Life magazine off the shelf, cast it open, and there was a photograph, "Frat Picnics on the Grassy Fields of Tennessee Encourage Student Romance at Vanderbilt," the caption declared. Ah, exactly where and when my parents were meeting and falling in love. No wonder this magazine was named Life. The New Yorker, the year I was born, the day of my birth, June 16th, an ad hyped a delightful new comedy titled Dear Ruth. June 16th, ring a bell? That's Bloomsday, the day synesthete Joyce chose for his great novel Ulysses. Could it be that he chose to acknowledge my birthday decades before I was born because he knew I'd mention his synesthesia here? I'm no Joyce, but like him, I fiddle chronically with words. Synchronicities are more than coincidences. You think of a Brazilian friend you haven't talked to in years. You troll online through rosters of Brazilian law schools and law firms. When you give up, discouraged, the phone rings. There he is, calling you. A woman felt a searing pain in her chest. Later she discovered that was the exact moment when her identical twin died of a heart attack. Why are people, even those separated by great distances, so in sync? I suspect scientists will one day identify receptors in our brains for synchronicities. Prescience will be named sense number 6, not denounced as a spooky sixth sense. And all will concede that certain people simply hear acutely. Cézanne and Picasso saw vividly. Synesthetes can do both at once. And synchronics just soak up foreknowledge.
Commentator Ruth Levy Geyer is a scientist and bioethicist. She teaches courses in infectious disease and bioethics at Haverford College.